Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. What's wrong with me today? I can't tell time. It's the second time I've done this today. It's 12 after the hour, folks. I can read. I can tell time. Sometimes I just don't do it. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs. I'm Jim Blasingame. Did I say that? Let me make sure I get that out. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Let me make sure I get that out, too. And if he's still here, folks, if he still wants to join this mayhem, Bob Bly is here. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, 15 or so years he's been hanging out with us. He's one of the top direct marketing experts on the planet, one of our top online experts. He's a prolific author. I've got a stack of books I can't see over the top of them here. He's got a new book about the new email revolution that he's here to talk to us about, and he's our good friend, Bob Bly. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So what's new about email?
What's new about email is some discoveries. The most startling, and it's a multiplicity of things, but the most fascinating is, for the first time, just like a clinical study for a drug, they've tracked millions and millions of emails and found out what's working, and it's somewhat counterintuitive. For example, the main discovery that interests me is that text emails generate 17% higher on average click-through rates than HTML emails. And HTML emails, if they have a lot of images, are much more likely to be trapped in a spam filter.
Right. So you're saying that just a plain text email, like I would send to you.
Yeah, except what we do is, we put that, it looks like plain email, but we put it in what we call an HTML shell.
Right.
So it's coded. And that way, the only reason to do that is because you can track the open rates, and you can't track the open rates of text.
But it's not easy to put a plain text in an HTML without it looking a little bit HTML-y, right?
No, if you know what you're doing, you can. But what's interesting is people make the mistake, and I've had clients, prospects, and just people I talk to tell me, they say, well, I've been doing that, and when I got fancy, I didn't put in color photos or anything, but I bolded some stuff, I italicized some stuff, and we split test that against the plain text looking thing, and doing even that decreases response.
Wow.
And it's an old principle that is borrowed, although it wasn't done deliberately, from direct mail. We always knew that if we did a sales letter that was typed in the old, back in the day, on an IBM Selectric,
right.
in Prestige Elite,
that would
outpull something that was typeset.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Well, I know that when I open an email that I think I want to see, I might want to see, if it's too stylized, if it's got too much HTML, unless it's something I know I want, I kick it out because I'm sure it's just a pro forma type of deal that even if I need it, I don't have time for it.
Yeah, that being said, there are certain product categories which HTML does work better.
No, that's right. I agree. But but if we're talking about a business to business pitch,
all the business to business people use HTML, and they're wrong to do so.
And if it said dear Jim, I hope you're having a good day, blah, 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 and it was clearly text, I will probably read two lines.
That's what the results show. The open rates are higher, the click-through rates are higher, the conversion rates are higher.
Very
so people are learning. The reason HTML emails were so much more popular in B2B digital marketing is very simple. Agencies can't charge a lot of money doing text email.
Isn't it interesting that one of the original www, the original World Wide Web elements email is still, we're still finding new ways, and it's still a workhorse.
Well, that's the other interesting thing why I say new. You know, people were predicting, and some still are, the death of email. But not only is email doing better than ever, and it has the highest ROI of any marketing channel on the web. It's the highest ROI of any digital marketing channel. But millennials in particular, who everybody says, oh, they want text, they want
they were going to. We thought they were going to kill email.
They're very email responsive. They're also very direct mail responsive.
But they're not. But they weren't originally. They're becoming.
Yeah,
this, right?
I didn't track that originally, but they
well,
certainly
but
are
the reason
now.
I say that is because I mean I hire millennials on my show, in my company, and I have to go in there and almost beat them about the head and shoulders with a wet noodle to get them to open an email.
Well, what a lot of millennial marketers, and this is maybe an aside, don't believe in is the principles of basic marketing and general and direct marketing in particular that people, I'll say, our age know and that continually proved to be effective. They are enamored by bright, shiny objects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are, the squirrel thing does get them, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
They like pictures. They like videos.
They like pictures. They like videos. They like new marketing technologies and channels, but they like them simply because
well,
they
I wonder. I wonder if when it comes to millennials, you know, if you're doing an email campaign, you're probably not focusing on emails for them. I mean, you're not focusing on millennials with your email campaign. You're looking.
Well, if you do,
you're probably focusing on Instagram or something like that.
No, if you're doing business to business, you should focus on them more because. You know, 40%, whatever the figure is, it's between 40 and 45% of B2B purchasing decision makers, people who are on the buying committee, are millennials these
under
days.
40.
Yeah. And boomers like me are starting to age out.
Right. No, I saw that. You know what? I saw that 10 years ago. I started seeing that. I began to see that as when I worked with corporate America.
Yep.
More and more of the people I reported to, who I was told to report to, so to speak, as I helped them fulfill the work that we were doing, were in their early 30s.
One of the big shocks of aging in business is when you start to have clients or employers, bosses who could be your children.
No, that's exactly right. And yeah, when you get to be when you're a baby boomer, don't ask your new employees how old their parents are. You don't want to know that. Hey, Bob, I need your website, please.
Yeah, www.bisinboyly.com.
Bly.com. Didn't get any simpler than that. The new book. Give us the title of the new book.
It's The New Email Revolution by Skyhorse Publishing. It'll be out early next year.
Save time, save, make money, and write email if people actually want to read. You're getting a sneak peek, an early peek at it, folks. Nobody else gets this. Only my audience. 20 after. Right back with Bob Bly. More to come on this new...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.